Welcome to Better Health for Busy People, brought to you by healthmentors.nz. Today, we're going to talk about good health as a prerequisite for good performance. And the concept of high performance, when we start to talk about it, often conjures up ideas of skill acquisition, repetitive practice, and really honing in on building our craft, all of which are really important parts of high performance. But what doesn't immediately spring to mind is the health status of the person who wants to do the performing. Because good health is a prerequisite for good performance. Skill acquisition, practice, and implementation, they're vital to high performance. But without good health, our ability to apply these skills is limited. We struggle to reach our potential in a certain task, and definitely struggle to hit that potential consistently over the long term. Good health improves our energy, our ability to focus, our endurance, our capacity to put our foot down if and when we need to. And in short, we've got more ability to reach the peak and then to stay there for longer. And think of athletes that you admire, or maybe ones that you hate, depending on who you support. The ones like Serena Williams, Roger Federer, Tom Brady, Sonny Bill Williams, Kelly Slater. These athletes have been at the top of their various games for decades, and they have very much polished their skill sets and can do things that blow people's minds. But the investment that they've put into their health to keep them at that peak for such a long period has been just as large. They know the difference between great and average is that investment that they put into their health. No matter how good their skills are, if they don't have the vehicle to apply those skills, then their performance suffers. And it doesn't actually matter what aspect of our life we're looking to perform in, whether that's parenting, whether it's partnering, whether it's friending, whether it's working, whether it's running a business, whether it's trying to change the world with your ideas. If you want to do a good job, then health needs to be one of the first things that we invest in. So I'm going to leave you with a couple of questions for today. Firstly, where do you want to perform? And secondly, where do you need to improve your health in order to do so?